You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales health authorities are hoping a two-week lockdown in Greater Sydney, the Blue Mountains, the Central Coast and Wollongong will be enough to stop community transmission. Stay-at-home orders have been extended, with the lockdown scheduled to run until midnight on Friday, the 9th of July. The highly contagious Delta variant has been spreading rapidly, and Premier Gladys Berejiklian says people in those districts must remain at home.
Unless we have to work outside the home or get educated outside the home, and given school holidays, it obviously doesn't apply. But if you must work outside the home, you're able to do that. If you need to seek medical attention, including getting a COVID test, getting a vaccine or any other medical attention, you're allowed to. And you're also allowed to leave the home for care and compassionate grounds as well. And obviously, you're allowed outside to purchase goods, essential goods and services.
Health Minister Brad Hazzard says they definitely don't want the virus spreading to regional areas.
We don't want this this very dangerous virus to get into our regional communities. We know it's already circulating here in parts of Sydney. We don't want it into the regional areas. The emphasis now is to defeat this virus. We all need to stop moving around unless we absolutely have to. Don't play games with yourself and with the community. Please stay at home unless you really need to go out or you have one of those four reasons. And even then, think twice before you do it.
Gladys Berejiklian says the only way back to zero community transmission is with a two-week lockdown.
When you have a contagious variant like the Delta virus, a three-day lockdown doesn't work. If we're going to do this, we need to do it properly. There's no point doing a three-day lockdown and then having the virus continue to bubble away in the community. Now, if after 7 days there's a dramatic change in the trend, well, obviously we'll evaluate the situation. But at this stage, the best health advice we have is that a two-week period, or until midnight the Friday, the 9th of July, is necessary in order to make sure we get to our target of zero community transmission, which has always been our target from the beginning of the pandemic.
Anyone who's been in any of the areas put into lockdown on or after the 21st of June must follow the stay-at-home orders for a period of 14 days after they left. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says this includes anyone who'd already left for the school holidays. She's urging people to comply with the rules.
Please don't try and shortcut or in any way sidestep the rules. As the Premier has said, if we all work together, we will have the greatest confidence in bringing this outbreak to its conclusion as rapidly as we possibly can.
In a concession, any weddings planned for Saturday or Sunday can still go ahead. Funerals will be allowed with a maximum of 100 guests for the duration of the lockdown. People living in the rest of New South Wales can have up to 5 visitors in their homes, and masks will be compulsory in all indoor non-residential settings. Hospitality venues can still operate with density limits, but drinking while standing up is not permitted. New South Wales Police have announced the limousine driver at the centre of Sydney's outbreak will not be charged. In a statement, Police Commissioner Mick Fuller says there's insufficient evidence to establish that either the driver or his employer breached any public health orders. Under the rules, people who come into contact with people arriving from overseas in New South Wales are supposed to wear face masks and be immunised against COVID-19. But up until yesterday, the public health order did not cover private drivers. The unvaccinated limousine driver is believed to have caught the virus when he collected 3 crew from a FedEx freight plane. He infected his wife, and the virus has since spread widely across Sydney, with more than 80 infections and culminating with the decision to call the two-week lockdown. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has released a message of support.
This is a necessary decision that has been taken by the New South Wales government, a decision that they have not rushed to, that they have sought to prevent, but at the end of the day, this is what's necessary to stay on top of this latest outbreak.
In other developments, a man and two women have been arrested in a karaoke bar in outback South Australia after breaking border restrictions by flying a light plane from regional New South Wales. More than 1,600 people in three states have been ordered into isolation after a man tested positive to coronavirus at a mine in the Northern Territory. The mine worker tested positive on Friday after arriving in the Territory on June 18. The Northern Territory Chief Minister Michael Gunner says the man caught the virus in Brisbane after being required to spend a day in hotel quarantine before he headed to the Territory. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.